So it's Tom French and Policy Coordinator for the Equality Network. I think it's a really fitting tribute, actually, not just to the people who have put in a lot of hard work on this particular campaign for equal marriage rights for same-sex couples, but also to the many thousands of LGBT people and their supporters over many years who have fought for equality in the face of significant adversity. And I think, to put it in context, I mean, it was only 33 years ago in 1980 that Scotland decriminalised homosexuality. So before 1980, you know, certain parts of our society were criminalised just because of who they loved and what their sexual orientation was. So to think now that, you know, 30 years on, we're celebrating and recognising a campaign for full equality for lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender people is, you know, it's really significant. Absolutely, I think it is. I mean, I think what this does is give the campaign another big boost just before the bill's about to be introduced to the Scottish Parliament over the next couple of weeks. So, you know, and what we're hoping for is the majority that this bill deserves. I think we want to see our politicians standing up and voting for equal marriage because they believe that LGBT people in Scotland should be treated equally, and because they want, you know, a modern Scottish society that, you know, is tolerant and does believe that we're all equal citizens. Well, campaigns for equality have always been, you know, controversial. So whether it's things that we look back at now, like the campaign to give women the vote or campaigns around race equality, you know, at the time, those issues were considered controversial and, you know, had a lot of opposition. And I think we've seen the same thing with equality for LGBT people over the past decades. And in the progress that we've made, we've seen a lot of opposition to that. I mean, when we set up the Equal Marriage Campaign in 2008, it was the first campaign for same-sex marriage in the UK. And it wasn't an issue that was being discussed by the media or was high on the political agenda at the Scottish Parliament. And indeed, only a handful of MSPs were willing to say at that stage that they supported it. But I think we've come on so far over the last decade especially, and you're now seeing, you know, support across all of the parties for full equality for LGBT people. And I'm hoping we can get a good majority that will send out a clear message to Scottish society and the rest of the world that LGBT people are equal and should be treated as equals. Well, we're taking nothing for granted, and over the coming months, you know, the bill will be going through the stages in the Scottish Parliament, and we'll have to work hard to make sure that MSPs know that a majority of people do support this, that they hear from their constituents who support equality and want to see them vote for this. There are a number of MSPs who haven't decided how they're going to vote, and there's also a small number who have said that they're considering voting against at the moment. So we've still got work on our hands. We've also got to make sure that as the bill passes through Parliament, there aren't any amendments which, you know, would be detrimental to equality in Scotland. So we want to make sure we don't just get the bill passed, but we've got a really progressive bill. So, you know, this is a really important issue in Scotland. It's also an important issue around the world. We're seeing country after country passing equal marriage and sending out a really strong message that LGBT people are equal. It's important to recognise that there are still 70 countries around the world where homosexuality is illegal, and in some of them whereby it's punishable by death.